Okay, everybody, here we go. It is me, Gregory Manorino, Monday, October 9th, 2023. This is going to be an interesting week, to say the least, especially starting tomorrow. Today, with regard to the bond market, you know this already. There's going to be no movement here. The bond market is closed today. Now, I heard from a bunch of you this morning. I'm reading through my emails. Talking about the 10-year yield not moving. Yes, it's not moving. The bond market is closed. You're not going to see any real action here in the debt market until tomorrow. We'll cover that. Now, what is going on as we speak on this first trading day since this new war, and more to come, of course, this is going to go on, is the knee-jerk into the dollar. This morning, on a relative strength basis, the dollar is stronger, as you would expect to see in this environment. Stock futures are lower. Now, trading doesn't start for about an hour and a half from the time I am doing this video blog. However, stock futures are lower. Nothing dramatic here. What you're seeing here with regard to stock futures being lower is a little bit of a fear trade, as you would expect to see, knee-jerk into the dollar as well. The real action is going to be starting tomorrow. Now, this new war, the timing of it is, well, exactly what you would expect in this kind of an environment. The debt market is closed. They want to see the initiation of this. If you look at all the pieces that are in play, how this is working, and why this war was started right here, right now, obviously it's a false flag. And if you think this is the last false flag that you're going to see, no, be ready for not just another false flag, but something even bigger, much bigger. So just, you know, I want you to always have the high ground. Be ready for what's coming. Because I've been telling all of you for years, they're going to do things to us that we can't even imagine moving forward. To foster this new world order, this new system, the takedown of the current system. I mean, it's just out there, people. But again, you and I have been working together on this for quite a while to get ourselves in the right spots, not just from a stinking financial standpoint. Yes, we need to bet against the debt, become our own central banks, but we need to have the high ground in much bigger respects, spiritually, mentally, physically, making the right connections. You know all that. Every Friday, I say, love each other, care about each other, be charitable. We could change the world, people. That's a fact. But we need to embrace those three things that I leave you off with every Friday. Now, anyway, looking back here at the market, again, debt market is closed today. As I said, the timing of this is just epic. Anyway, dollar higher on a relative strength basis. You got stock futures lower, nothing dramatic. Gold and silver catching a bid. Cryptocurrencies under pressure. Crude oil surging higher, as you would expect to see in this kind of an environment. And this, you know, here's what they're doing. I don't know if you're paying any attention to this. Turn on Bloomberg, Fox Business, CNBC, read some of the articles. They're trying to downplay the effect of how this war, which is going to expand, of course, is going to affect crude oil. This is a no-brainer in my book. As a matter of fact, they're going so far. U.S. Attorney General Antony Blinken, whatever it is, he was floated out to try to convince you what they're trying, what we've seen already. That is, you know, this is just the militants. It has nothing to do with Iran or anything else. Again, you cannot ever be allowed to know the truth. Obviously, people, this is being sponsored by a state. It's Iran. Period, the end. They can twist this any way they want to. Let me just shed a little more light onto this. So, this is being called the biggest intelligence failure since 9/11. That's what it's being called. Okay. So if that's a fact, how does this Antony Blink thing guy, just Antony Blink thing, is that about right to you? Automatically know, oh, this wasn't, it's not Iran. We have no evidence of that. Are you kidding me? This is how stupid they think we are. This was not an intelligence failure at all. This thing has been planned for years. The military buildup here in the United States for the last several years as well. All of this building up to where we are now. None of this stuff is just spontaneous, people. You know that. But they want you to think it is. Because they think you're stupid. And I know you're not stupid. Anyway, as I said, crude oil surging higher. They're trying to downplay this. No, I can't imagine a scenario where this is not going to, this is just going to go on. This is going to go on and on and on and on as a mechanism to pull more cash into the now. Again, the whole Russia-Ukraine thing, you know, people weren't caring about it anymore, even though the mommy man wants to throw tens of billions, hundreds of billions of dollars more into that. And I think the American people and the people around the world are getting kind of sick of it. So they needed this here. Now, of course, you know this already. I think most of you do. We're sending a carrier battle strike group over there right now to assist Israel in this. And also the first of many weapons caches are going over there. We're talking about not only unbelievable amounts of cash to deploy troops over there, to deploy a carrier strike group over there. We also had, who was it yesterday? Some of the freak they had speaking about, had to be, probably maybe it was the Secretary of Defense, talking about how we're going to be sending over fighters and bombers. And I mean, this is, you know, obviously it's been all planned. This has all been ready to go. And it's going to be a lot more. U.S. is sending military planes. This is the Air Force, obviously, the carrier strike group as well. Weapons, you name it. Everything you can think of. You know, it's astonishing to me. Now, explain this to me as if I were a young child or a Cocker Spaniel. Somebody explain this to me. So we have unbelievable, in fact, unlimited funds for war. Unlimited funds for war. But we can't fund the government. You remember what they just did? They kicked the can down the road again. We can't fund the government. Can't fund the government. But we have unlimited funds for war. How does that work? Can someone explain that to Greg Manarino in terms that like a Cocker Spaniel couldn't understand? Because it's pretty freaking out there. So again, so something else. Let's see how many of you are going to be shocked about this next small little piece. So OPEC, oh yes, we love OPEC because, you know, they want to help us out and try to keep energy prices low. Well, because of this new conflict, which is going to go on and expand, of course, just like Ukraine, Russia, OPEC is saying that the demand for oil is going to go up. Duh! 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 Make it up. And of course, again, it's being downplayed. This is the distraction. This is the deception. Again, remember, it's not Iran. Blink thing says no. There's no evidence of that, although it's being called the biggest intelligence failure since 9/11. But he knows. He knows because, I don't know. Maybe he practices witchcraft or something. I'm sure he does. But that's besides the point. Anyway, that's kind of where we stand today with the freaking situation that just keeps getting even worse. But look, I just want to say this one more time. Be ready for another false flag. We knew this one was coming. For how many months we've been talking about it? We got it, okay? You and I, we covered it right here. We knew it was coming. We all felt it in our bones. Remember that? Well, I'm feeling something much bigger in my bones. And I'm sure you are too. It must continue this way. Let's talk about that a little bit more. Okay. So we understand that the world today is in a liquidity crisis. You hear about some of the banks here in South America. They're starting to not allow people to use their debit cards because of currency shortages. Yeah, you want to talk about a liquidity crisis? Yes. We are in a full-blown liquidity crisis around the world, but you really wouldn't know that right now because, again, mechanism after mechanism after mechanism is going to be instituted to pull more cash into the now. This war, that war, expanding wars, another false flag, much bigger. I will say this. Expect a pretty big, probably something bigger than you can imagine, false flag to occur right here on American soil. We are being boxed in. We are being boxed in. All right, we covered this as of late here. there's going to be no escape for the people here in the United States, at least through the southern border. So just be prepared for that too. Watch for it. Be ready for it. Be prepared for it. Another false flag, very big, to pull people more. You see, what they do is the groundwork is being set up again, obviously, for a much larger war, a world war, a war that people will get behind. Again, what are they doing? They're already telling us that this attack, this militant attack on Israel is their 9/11. Okay, so there you go. They're already floating out the little keywords to get people, 9/11. Okay, so, but people are sick and tired of war, more war, unlimited funds for war, but we can't fund the government. Okay, so they need an event to occur that's going to have the people get their American flags out and start waving them again. You remember what happened after 9/11 here? Everyone had their flags out waving, let's kill these people, let's kill those people too, and everybody else. They need an event like that to occur to back yet another war. And it's all about pulling cash into the system. We're done. We're in a full-on liquidity crisis here. It's going to, well, this new war is going to temporarily add more liquidity into the system. But it's not enough. Understand, the Russia-Ukraine war was about adding liquidity to the system. This war about adding liquidity into the system to prop up crude oil. What better way to do it than a Middle Eastern conflict? Okay, a declared war, as a matter of fact. But it's against militants, you know. I love that. You can't make it up. But that's the distraction, the deception. Obviously, anyway, I'm not going to go on and on about it. But honestly, they need to get people to back this because it's not going to be enough. This new scheme to pull liquidity into a dying system, at least for a little while longer, it's not going to be enough. So again, Russia-Ukraine war, Israeli militant war, it's a militant war, okay, which is going to expand. This is going to, of course, between these two things, add some liquidity to the system. Not going to be enough. It's going to dry up. They need another event, a much bigger event, to really get this thing going here. And all this is doing, obviously, the more liquidity that they add to the dead system that we have, the more inflation we're going to see. Look, you and I have known since I don't know how freaking long, this central bank raising of rates here, this is also in preparation for war. Because what they're going to eventually be forced to do is what? It's a no-brainer. What are they going to do? The Fed's going to start cutting rates along with other central banks as well to add liquidity into the system. And they're going to float out this Fed thing and this other ghoul and Lex Luthor and everybody else to tell you, oh, we need this. This is a crisis. It's a crisis now, so that's why we have to cut rates. Again, this raising rate cycle, people, you know this better than anybody. Never had a damn thing, nothing at all, to do with stopping inflation. They knew this was going to come. You think they didn't actually know this? Wall Street knew this war was going to happen on Friday before it actually did. Oh, man, I tell you. Unbelievable stuff. They're moving the pieces around on the chessboard and they're pushing other pieces off. You know which pieces are being pushed off? You are. You and me. They want us gone, dead, eliminated. And that's exactly what we're going to see here moving forward, people. Just count on it. Count on it. Again, I'm going to tell you one more time. Watch for another false flag. And this one is going to be the one they're going to get people to start. The only way they can get people to get out here and back another major conflict, waving flags and everything else, the whole thing, is for another major attack on U.S. oil. And we're being boxed in. Just remember that. All right? Love you a lot. If you got anything out of this video, I want to hear from you. Keep your eyes on the market. Although debt market closed today, you know that. I told you this. I'll tell you again. Tomorrow is going to be where the real fireworks start. Stock futures are lower this morning. Nothing dramatic here. Dollar, knee-jerk higher, okay, as you would expect. Everything you would expect to see is happening this morning. Okay, nothing new. Anyway, we'll cover more of this later for the live stream, 4:05 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Please give this video a thumbs up if you got something out of it. Please share it. Get it out there. People need to hear this stuff, and I think most of you would agree, all right? I'll see you later.